We're going to continue and Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We're still doing the sugya of Kamsa Ubar Kamsa. Unfortunately, the Beis Hamikdash was not rebuilt. Even if it were, the Gemara is timeless. But more so, we have a lot to learn of how we can still bring back the third Beis Hamikdash, which should be Zoicha. We're going to continue about, let's see, it's about six lines from where the lines get wider on the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The last word on the line is Sikra. Abba Sikra. Reish Baryoine Yerushalayim. He was the head of the Baryoinim of Yerushalayim. The Baryoinim, as we explained previously, they were a group of boors, doing things the way the Chachamim were telling them, and they wanted, the Rashi told us, they were Anoshim Rekim, they were empty people, Ufrechim Mochama, they wanted a fight. We discussed the Gemara, how they burned all of the supplies. Klal Yisrael, the three rich people in Klal Yisrael, had supplies to supply Klal Yisrael with food for 21 years. They went and burnt all of it so that there would be a raw, a hunger, so they would have no choice but to fight. The Baryoinim were not allowing anyone to leave Yerushalayim. They had a stronghold on the city, and everyone was stuck there. And they were controlling anyone that left the city or not. So Abba Sikra was the Reish Baryoinim of Yerushalayim. He was the head of this group called the Baryoinim. Bar Aseh de Yochanan ben Zakkai. This Abba Sikra was the son of the sister of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Havi Sholach Lei Tobet Sin Lagaboy. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai called to his nephew Abba Sikra and said he should come to him and talk to him. Also, so Abba Sikra came. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told him, Omalei Ad Emas Ad Disay Hachi. How long are you going to continue to do this? You're killing out Klal Yisrael with the katna, with the raw, with the hunger. So Abba Sikra said, Amalei, my Ovid, what do you want me to do? If I try to do anything, I'm the head. I can be the head of the Baryanim. But if I try to do anything against them, they're going to kill me immediately. Amalei, Bechon and Zakkai responded to him, Chazilei Takanta, let it be. Find a way for me to get out of this city. Efshir to have a Hatzalah Porta. Perhaps this will bring about a small Hatzalah by doing this. Omalei. So Abba Sikra came up with a plan. Nikoit Nafshecha B'Tziri. You should make it as if you're sick. Make yourself out to be like a sick person. V'Lesi Kuli Alma V'Lishalibach. Let the word spread and let people ask. Everyone should be talking about how is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai feeling? He's very sick. And you should bring forth something that smells, something that has a terrible stench. Rashi says, Dovar masriach kigoy nevela. Bring something that has a stench, it smells like an avela. Va'agni gaboch, and put it together with you. V'leimer denach nafshe. So you should basically go into a coffin, lay yourself down in a coffin, take something that smells terrible as if it's a stench of a dead body, a dead corpse, and put it with you. And you should have your Talmidim should carry you in the coffin. But don't let anyone else but your Talmidim carry you. Because people should not realize that you're light. The Inu Yadi, the Chayakal Mimisa. Because these Baryanim know that the alive person is light. There's something called dead weight. When you have dead weight, if something is dead, it's much heavier than it's alive. There's a heter, it has to be mistaken for the other things, but it is a concept that a Bar Chai, a live person, carries himself. If someone has a child that they have to carry who's able to actually walk himself, the child is called in terms of walking the Dalai Lama's and Shus HaRabim, but it's Chai Noisei Es Atzmai, Chazal tell us. A live person, even if he's being carried, is much lighter than a dead person. So Rabbi Sikra was telling Beichan and Zakkai that the Baryanim know this, And you should make sure that only your Talmidim should carry you, because if someone else is going to carry you, they're going to say, one second, if this was a dead body in here, it would be much heavier. It's too light. It must be that it's not a dead person, and they can investigate. Look to Gemara. Amad Hachi. And Beichan and Zakai did this plan that the secret came up with. Nichnas Bar Rabbi Elazar mitzad echad, Yeshua mitzad echad. His Talmidim Rabbi Elazar came on one side and carried the coffin of Yeshua on the other side. Kimatu Lefischa, when they came to the entrance to Yerushalayim, when they wanted to leave, Bar Lemitkere, they wanted to stab him. They wanted to make sure, instead of opening it, they said, you know, we're just gonna, stab the person. You know, he pretended he was dead. So they said, how are we gonna make sure? We'll stab him. And if he's alive, he'll be dead then. Amalahu. So they told him, Elazar and Yeshua, they said, Yemi Rabban Daku. People are gonna say, is it you stab the Rabban of Yechon ben Zakkai? It's gonna be a bizarre. Bari le Mitkafe. They said, okay. So then we wanna push him. We push him around. We'll see if he's alive or not. Amalahu, Yemi Rabban Daku. They're gonna say that you pushed him. It's a bizoyin. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was the known Gadol Hador, and you're gonna be pushing him. It's gonna be a bizoyin. Paschulei Baba Nafuk. They opened it up, so he's able to go out. Let's go back a little. Now, before we go a little bit weiter, let's go a little bit at length about what we just discussed. Number one. Abba Sikra, why does the Gemara tell us, why is it important to know that he's Bar Achse de Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai? This was his nephew, and he called for him. So, the Parsha's Ve'era, it says in the Torah, Vayikach Aaron es Elisheva Bas Aminodav Achos Nachshon Loli Isha. Aaron took Elisheva Bas Aminodav Achos Nachshon. She was the sister of Nachshon Loli Isha. That's who Aaron took for himself as a wife. Rashi says, Achos Nachshon, Mikan Lamadnu, Hanoi Se Isha, if someone marries an Isha, a lady, Tzarech Livdek Ba'achel, he should go check and see her brothers. Because her children, when a person is going to marry a lady, Chazal tells us, as he quotes Medrash, Baba Basar, Daf Kof Yud, and Shmois Rabba, that a person's children will end up like the mother's brother. Correct. So therefore, he's saying that's why the Pasuk tells us, Achos Nachshon. So perhaps the Gemara over here is telling us that the reason that Abba Sikra, he really wanted to do tshuva. He was taking after his uncle, his mother's brother, was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Certainly he wanted to do tshuva. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai knew that. The only thing was is that he feared for his life, so he had a problem. It says in the Ein Yaakov, and this, he quotes what you just said, the Gemara and Baba Basra, Roy Bonim Daim Ma'afi Ein. So he says that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai wanted Abba Sikra to do tshuva. So he says that he did not fight the tshuva only because he was scared of getting killed. Not quite like I said the first chapter, based on the pasuk over here, that perhaps the reason that he was calling him was that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, not because he thought that he was inherently going to take after him. In other words, his midah was really that he wanted to be a tzaddik Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, but he unfortunately got caught up in the web, unfortunately. Very interesting that what happened when they wanted to push Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So it says here that in the Ben Yoyada, according to Ben Yoyada, that Kosev Shezeh Shayach Rak Lagabi Dekir, Sheyiru Harumim Acha Kashuhu Medukar. Ava Lagabi Dekifo, Shayach Lemekin, Sheyachoyel Mahas, Beis Menem, Bekesi Yonah Shezachua. So there's to tell the Bar Yoyinim, listen, if you're gonna stab Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, he's gonna have stab marks, he's gonna be all wounded. And people are gonna see, the world is gonna see, other nations are gonna see, they're gonna say, wow, the Bayanim are not good people. They went and stabbed their own Gadol of Yechon ben Zakkai. But why not push them? They're standing at the gates of the entrance of Yerushalayim, and they wanna leave, so push them. I mean, what's gonna happen? Well, why is that such a big deal? So the Ben Yehuda explains says, how are they going to know? Do it quietly. No one's looking. There were some bayonim that had respect that they wouldn't do it without it. Some of them didn't care. We're going to push a Beicham ben Zakkai to see if he's alive or not. But others would not be appreciative of that doing that, even though they were Rishoyim to the extent that they burnt all the food, but not all of them. There were different levels of bayonim. And therefore, the other bayonim, not other people outside of it, but the other bayonim are going to have highness. They're going to have a civil war. The bayonim are going to have fights. And it's going to cause dissension amongst the bayonim. It's amazing that you have even the bad people. When they work together, when you have to have the bayonim, in this case, they're the people who are the Rishon, who are causing damage to Klal Yisrael, but they have to make sure, that was a taina that Reichem and Zakkai's Talmidim told them, you don't want to have dissension, because if you have dissension amongst yourselves, you're going to lose all your power. And you're only powerful now, you're only controlling Klal Yisrael, only because you have Achdus. But once you lose that, you're going to be out. Let's go a little bit weiter. Kimot, the second to the bottom line, Kimot Elohasim, when he got out, Omar Shlomo Aloch Malka, Shlomo Aloch Malka, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said, Shlomo Aloch Malka, he welcomed, he said Shalom to the Malka, he said to the king, Omar Lei, so he answered him, Mishayeves Treik Tala, you're Mechayev, you should have to get killed twice. Chodeh the lav Malka, number one, I'm not the king. Vikakaris li Malka, and you're calling me the Malka. This is going back on what we discussed before, Vespasian. So he says, number one, you call me the king, you deserve to be killed for calling me the king, I'm not the king. Vesu, and secondly, Imalka, if I'm Haka the king, and I'm standing outside, he said, the Gemara said that he had sieged the Yerushalayim for 3 years. And if I'm the king, then why did he come out till now? If you believe that I'm the king, some of the first may explain it's two separate things. In other words, first of all, I'm not the king. And therefore, for calling me the king, it's a time on you, you deserve to get killed for that. Secondly, according to you who think I'm the king, that's why you want to say, are you calling me the king because you thought I'm the king? But then you should have come out earlier. Why did you wait? I'm already here 3 years. Why did you wait for that? And because of that, he's telling you that he had 3 years. Ram Schiff says very interestingly, it's interesting how he says how people think. What was his problem? What was the Sassian's problem saying is that you should know that you called me the king, I'm not the king, and therefore you're Chayiv Misa. He says the reason why he's Chayiv Misa, Vespasian didn't want to argue with him. He wasn't the king, but you want to call me the king, that's fine. He only said that because he was scared that it would cause, that if the real king the case, I would find out that Vespasian is allowing other people to call him the king, then he should be killed. So Vespasian only said that because he had to protect himself. But when Nebuchadnezzar ben Zakkai called him the king, what's so terrible? He was just trying to make it like, oh, it's a Mary the Malchus of the king, but he didn't really mind it. Very interesting how, he has to protect himself, but at the end of the day, call me king, it's fine, it's really not a problem. Don't take my right though. Amalei, so Nebuchadnezzar ben Zakkai answered him, the Ka'omrit Lab Malka, no. The fact that you're telling me, you have a tie on me that you're not the king and I called you the king, that's your tie number one. Ibn Malka, don't worry, in the future you will become a king, you will be the king. Rashi says, Melech Ata Osadlius, you will in the future be a king. The Lab Malka, because if you were not the king, you were not going to be a king. The Yerushalayim would never be given over to your hands. The Levonoin is ba'ade in the Gibor, and the strong one, Yipol, will fall. The Ein Ade El Melech. When it says the word Ade in the Pasuk, it's referring to a Melech. A Gibor has to be a Melech. So, a Levonoin, whatever Levonoin is, we might say in a second, is going to fall to a gibar adir who's an adir melech. V'chsev ha'ya adir mimenu. V'ein levanay alamez hamikdash. And what is levanay? What are we talking about? What's the first word in the pasuk? Levanay. Levanay has to refer to the base of hamikdash. Shenema ha'ra atayv hazev ha'levanay. So he says is that if you were not going to be the king, you're not the king, you're not going to be the king, then Yerushalayim will not fall into your hands. And by the fact that you are besieging Klal Yisrael for 3 years, and some of the Mefarshim explained that it's already as if there was already Charev on some level, because there was a siege for 3 years and people were dying out. So it's already as if it was already Yipal, it already fell, because you could say as well, who says, you can ask the Kasher, who says that he's the Bastion is going to be the one? Maybe he's going to die still. Who says he's going to lose? But the Mefarshim explained that Yipal is going to fall. It already fell. By the fact that he was able to have such control, it was already together of falling. And the second question that you had on me, the second taina that you said I deserve Lisa for, with the Ka'amrit, Imalka Ano, Amailai Ka'asis Ligaboy, and the taina that you had on me, that if I thought you were the king, why didn't I come to you? Ada Idna until now. Bar Yoini the Isbon Loy Shafkinan. It wasn't by choice that I didn't come. The Bar Yoinim who are with me are in Yerushalayim, didn't allow me to come, I thought it would have come. Omalei, so Bestasian answered him, Ilu Chavish El Devash, if there was a barrel of honey, Vidarka in Karachalel, and there's a snake that was wrapped around it, wouldn't you break the barrel because of the darkoin? Now, okay, let's continue. Ishtik. So Beichan ben Zakkai was quiet. Kari Allah Rabbi Yosef. Vitema Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Yosef said on this that Beichan ben Zakkai was quiet. And some say Rabbi Kiva as well said it. Meshiv Chachamim Ochor Vedaita Misochel. The Chachamim are turned backwards. Vedaita Miskel. And their das becomes a little bit foolish. They become sort of like a fool. Now, why is that? Why? Because Rabbi Yechon and Mezaki could have answered. Yiboy Leila Mei Malei. The Rabbi Yechon and Mezaki could have and should have answered this passage in Shaklina and Tzavsa. V'shaklina le'el darkin v'katlina le'el. V'chavisa shavkina law. What are you going to do? You have a barrel of honey with a snake coiled around it. So what are you going to do? You're going to break the barrel of honey to get the snake off it, then you're going to lose all your honey. You should have, V'chavisa shavkina should have responded. Take tongs, grab the snake off of the barrel, kill the snake, and then you have your barrel of honey. What was this big chap of a Stassian to tell him that you should have just broken the whole jug? That doesn't make sense. But Yechon ben Zakkai did not respond to this. It wasn't what he said. And he says the taina on him that he didn't answer. A few things. Why didn't Yechon ben Zakkai respond to Taka? So, some explain that the reason is that the Rebbe Yisrael made it, that he didn't have this answer. It's Taka Pasha to answer. And in theory, he knew this and he should have had this. But at the end of the day, the Rebbe Yisrael didn't put it in his mouth. He didn't give him this answer. Everything that we have, no matter how smart we are, no matter how much we know, we need Siyata Dishmaya. And the Rebbe Yisrael says, I'm not going to put it in his mouth now. He's not going to know this simple answer. Other Mefarshim explain is that Faket. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai knew this answer. He knew this. Why didn't he answer it? Because he wanted to give his fasting and covet. Anyway, if you're going to sit there, sometimes you have to know when to let the other person win. He had an answer. It's a silly thing, the guy Taina. This fasting Taina, you should break the whole jug of honey. Well, what is he thinking? He says, I'm going to let him think that he won, because it's going to end up to my benefit, as we'll see in the Gemara later, how it plays out. Ben Yehuda says, why does it say, why is he medama klal yisrael to dvash? Beer shatam shadima aspinus as yisrael dvash. Why did the Stassian, he compared klal yisrael to the honey? Then she rutsal the ramis v'leima l'beichan mezak shekimoy shedvash posulek rava. Honey, you're not allowed to bring to on the mizbeach. Moshinema kol se'or v'chol dvash v'isakrivim v'menu isha l'ashem. Kach gam yisrael nifsil l'gvaya. Chal Yisrael Amo Papasana for Gevaya, they cannot be a Beres Kabbanis or Burnish Shalom. The Ein Hashem Chafei Shiyu Beis Mikdash. Your time is up. The Burnish Shalom did not want you in the Beis Mikdash anymore. And that he compared the Bayonim to the snake. The snake is around the barrel. Saying the, what was the best passing saying is, the honey is officially Bechem and Zak and the rest of Klai Yisrael. The Bayonim are the snake around the, that's keeping them captive. So why Hagim Rishim Shirat Smaram Rishahim Oysen Maisi Nachash? What the Bayonim were doing is an action that the Nachash did. Shehevi Misa Oilam. Because the Nachash brought death to the world. The Kachem of Yemisa Chayesh Rishalan. Because the Bayonim did this, what are they doing? We said, they're bringing death onto the world, to the, onto Kal Yisrael. So that's why he compared them specifically to a Nachash. Discuss the parasha for a few minutes, and maybe connect it to what we're learning here a little bit. Parshas Voeschanan, Voeschanan El Hashem Ve'Esahi Lemor. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Megal Mukis and others say, how many tefillas did he daven? He davened 515 tefillas that he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Pnei Yeshua has a whole cheshbon three times a day for how many days. He has a whole cheshbon of what it was. And the Baruch Shalom told him, Al Pesach Davar Elai Oiz Bada Vareza. Tefillas. He didn't give up. Till the Baruch Shalom told him, that's it, stop. Unbelievable. There's a word that we mentioned in the beginning when we started the Gemara tonight. I looked around, I couldn't find the pshat. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai told Abba Sikra, called him over and said, listen, you know, what are you doing this terrible chatoim for? You shouldn't do it. So he, Abba Sikra answered, they're going to kill me otherwise. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai told him, listen, get me out of this place, get me out of Yerushalayim so I can try to help Klal Yisrael. And what was the word that we used? Omalei, Chazilei tekantel didi de epok, the takana will be to get me out of this city. Efshir to have a hatsala porter. Perhaps it will be a hatsala, a saving porter, small. Why is the Bechem ben Zakkai saying it's going to be hatsala porter? Why does it say that hopefully there will be hatsala? Now two things. I think he's talking about two things. Perhaps by Abba Sikra doing this, it'll be saving Klal Yisrael, number one. And number two, it'll save Abba Sikra. Because Abba Sikra now was being forced, he was telling Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai that he was being forced to be part of the Binyanim. He didn't want to, he was just scared for his life. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai is saying, maybe by you helping me out, and me helping Klal Yisrael, it'll be a small hatzol. Why does it have to tell us a small hatzol? Harshis Bolok, it says in the Pasik, Kapitel Chav Gimel Pasik Yigimel, Vayomer Elav Balak, L'cho no iti al mokim acher asher tivani misham, efes kotzeyu v'sir v'chula v'sir v'kavlin di misham. Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael in one place. It didn't work. He said, tell Balak, let's go to another place. The Gemara in Brachas tells us, Tamidei Avraham Avinu, akeveya mokim l'tfilosei, they keveya a place for the tefillah. If someone is a Talmud of Bilam, they don't have a kriyas mokim l'tfilah. What does that mean? What does it mean to have a kriyas makam l'tfilah? What is the point in that? The pshat is that Avraham Avinu, when he said he went to daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he, let's say he asked for something, and he didn't get it. So he didn't say, well, let's see. I am a good guy. I am a big tzaddik. If I daven to Hashem, and he didn't accept it, there has to be outside circumstances that cause it. It must be, I'm in a bad place. It must be the reception here is bad. I did a good job, you know, but I'm in a dead zone for my cell phone. It's not my fault. So Bilam, when it didn't work, he says, this can't be me. It didn't work, can't be me. Let's go to another place. It must be the Makarim, the place. Avraham Avinu said, no, Avraham Avinu was a shiftless ruach. Avraham Avinu was with the Gedolim, the Tzadikim, the Ovois, Moshe Rabbeinu, Anovim. They are Anovim Gedolim. True Anivas. It's obviously it's me. And he davened again, Mokam Kibul Tfiyasa means that I'm not blaming anything else outside of myself. It's my fault. That's one pride. Number two, a person has to know that every time he davens to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he doesn't get answered, it doesn't mean that he didn't accomplish anything. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times, he didn't give up. In the same place, he didn't go around. He just kept on davening the same tefillahs. The issue he says is that the tefillahs were shachas and chamarabi. He has a whole chesed, and how that comes out to 515. He has the Shabbos, he has a whole chesed. But what do you say? That every tefillah helps. Even if we don't see it, it helps. But not only that, a lot of times a person thinks that he's not doing certain things correctly. He needs to do a tshuva. He needs to be much better. He has to go all the way. He was coming late to davening. He came 20 minutes late. He now has to come on time. On time. Now, while it's true, he definitely should be coming on time. But we have to know sometimes, often, we have to do things in small steps. Porta. The Abba Sikra was the Rosh Bayanim. He was the head of this evil group called the Bayanim. Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai was telling him, listen, I don't know that if you're going to help me, you're going to have a complete Hatzalah. You're going to be safe from everything. You're going to go from being in Russia all the way to a Tzaddik because he did this. But you should know, perhaps it'll bring a small saving, a small Hatzalah. When we dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom, we have to think every time that even if something wasn't part of the other time, we're going to try to keep on doing it again and again and keep on asking, because each one has a kayach. And secondly, porta. Everything goes in small steps. We should realize that and know that even when we have an opportunity that we say is, oh, I'm going to start coming on time to davening, I come 20 minutes late, it's going to be too hard. It's not going to happen. You're not going to keep it. You have to do it in steps. And that's perhaps what Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai explained to him. He says, is Abba Sikra, come. First of all, maybe the Rabbeinu Shalom will help me. Hatzalah porta, meaning I'm going to help Klai Yisrael a little. At the end of the day, what happened, we're going to see later, the Gemara Vayta, Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai ultimately was given three, he was allowed to ask for some things, but there was still a Churban Beis Hamikdash. He did accomplish some things. There was a Hatzalah porta. But that's also worth it. That's the Yisrael Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai is telling him. Don't just think that only if you create Hatzalah Gedolah, and you have Mordechai Nesed, there's Hatzalah Gedolah, they'll call Yisrael. Don't think that, oh, if I can save everything and save Klal Yisrael, then it's worth everything, I should risk my life for it. But for Hatzalah Porta, leave it alone. So Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai is teaching him, there's Hatzalah Porta. Perhaps we can accomplish a little, and that's also worth it. And not only that, if we can accomplish a little, you on your own level, Abba Sikra on your own level, you also, on a small level, Hatzalah Porta. Have a good Shabbos. Tomorrow night, I know Hashem will be giving Shir on Chumash. Next week, Monday, Wednesday, I will not be here. It will not be Shir Monday, Wednesday. Thursday night, there will be Shir Chumash. And then Monday, Wednesday, we'll continue. Tomorrow night is Shir Chumash. And next week, Thursday night is Shir Chumash. Monday, Wednesday, next week is canceled. I'm not going to be here. And after that, we're going to continue again. The next following Monday, there will be Shir again. Till every short sends out.